The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 16. And when the Sabbath had passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome purchased aromatic spices, so that they might anoint his corpse. And so, very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun was just rising. And they were discussing among themselves, "Who will roll the stone away from the door of the tomb for us? Because it is extremely heavy." Then, looking up, they saw that the stone was already rolled back, and entering into the tomb, they saw what appeared to be a young man sitting off to the right side, clothed in a brilliant white robe, and they were astonished. And he said to them, "Don't be astonished. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Look, here is the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, as he told you." And being overcome with trembling and amazement, they went out and fled from the tomb. But at first they said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. Now after he had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they were mourning and weeping. Yet when they heard that he was alive and that she had seen him, they disbelieved. After these things he was manifested in another form to 2 of them as they walked on their way into the country. So they went away and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Afterward he appeared to the 11 as they were eating, and he reproved them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "As you are going into all the world, announce the good news to the whole creation. He who is believing and is being baptized, entering into the experience of what baptism signifies, will be being saved, but he who disbelieves will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, in the reality of my presence, they will cast out demons. They will speak new languages. They will remove serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them in any way. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was received up into the heavens, and sat down in the place of authority and honor of God. And they went forth and proclaimed the Lord everywhere, being accompanied by signs which confirmed the word. Amen. This is the end of the book of Mark.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.